Welcome back to the Smallville MFs. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
And this is quite a chilly episode today, Jesse.
Cringe.
quite a chilling episode.
Really was. Really cold episode.
Yeah. You didn't really have... Gosh, Jesse, that was mean what you said. You didn't really have to give me the cold shoulder.
<That's> so bad.
So this episode is labeled cold jokes? No, I'm kidding. It was labeled... it's cool. I'm not kidding. That's literally what the episode is called. Cool.
Cringe. It's called cringe.
It's called cringe. It's called cringe. Ice pun. It's called Batman. It's called Batman and Robin ice pun. What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age. Have you ever seen Batman and Robin?
The old one.
Yeah.
The old so one. Bad.
With Arnold.
So bad.
Arnold.
So bad.
Ugh.
When the Riddler like put what's her name and Robin in a cage or whatever, that was pretty crazy.
That's Batman Forever.
That's the old Batman. Oh, you asked, have you seen Batman and Robin?
I said, have you seen Batman and Robin? The literal movie called Batman and Robin.
Oh, I've never seen it.
It's the one with Poison Ivy.
The old one.
The one with Batgirl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's actually not that bad.
I don't think I've seen it.
No, it's terrible.
Oh, is it actually?
It's terrible. The only good thing that came out of that movie is a possible Batman versus Superman movie. When he was like...
Which was also trash.
When... when, Robin's like, I want a car. And it's like, what? And then, chicks did the car. And then, Batman says, this is why Superman doesn't have, psychics or whatever.
But he clearly does.
But, I mean, okay, back to the episode. So...
That concludes the final hour.
So, this Sean guy. So, you haven't really mentioned this, but you don't like Chloe that much.
Oh, no, I don't like her.
I'm kidding. Okay, he says he doesn't like Chloe just because I don't like Lana.
No,
no problem with Chloe.
I honestly don't like her. She's not there all the time. And then whenever she is there, she's like the damsel in distress.
You're comparing Lana to her, the damsel in distress? You mean Lana's never the damsel in distress, never the one that's always being stalked by everyone? lies. What are these lies?
There's no legal documentation stating that Lana's been stalked.
I don't have... The main character stalks Lana.
Who?
Clark.
No, not my main man, Clark.
Yes, your main man, Clark. My main man, Pete. Got that date.
With who?
Got that date tonight. Remember, like I gotta go, and then.
Oh, with that? No.
I mean, yeah. This is this episode.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes.
I thought that because of that dance, right? That's the next one with the lady who, you know.
That's not that one. Oh my god!
Now
Josh.
That you mentioned it, I do remember.
Yes. Oh my god! You're like, what?
I do remember.
My main man Pete is the only one that got a good date.
Pete's also trash.
Pete's not trash.
Then don't see long legs. Trash.
King Sam, wait, not King. Sam Jones the third is. Pretty good actor.
No, I do actually like
Pete. Such a good actor.
But I don't like Chloe.
Don't even hate on Allison Mack's character, Chloe.
But she's honestly not even that good, dude. Like, she hasn't played any...
She actually directs a few episodes.
Does she actually?
Yeah.
She's
I actually... I think everyone directs a few episodes, except, like, Lana and Pete.
No, Lana directs.
Lana doesn't. I promise you, man.
There's no proof.
Shut up. But, So, yeah, everyone going on a date.
Do you see any of Lex in this episode?
Yeah. Wait, do we?
Yeah, he scores those tickets from my main man Clark.
Yeah, he does.
And the limousine. No, okay.
I like how he's like, you know, she's free on Saturday, and then, what are we going to do Saturday? And then, I have tickets. You can take her to the Radiohead concert. Well, how am I going to get tickets for that?
Right here.
And if you do it, and if you do it in the next 60 seconds, if you do it in the next 60 seconds, I'll throw in a free limousine ride. And then he looks at his watch and looks at him like with a smear, like, time's waiting. And he's like, takes the tickets, asks her out as a friend.
As a boss.
Parentheses, as a friend.
It's not a date.
It's totally not a date, even though everyone else thinks it's a date.
Because my main man, Clark, got that swoop game.
I love how much... Okay, I usually don't use slang like this. I promise the viewers I usually don't use slang like this. But how much of a savage Lex is when he was like... When he was like, Whitney was there right in front of him, and Lana goes, sorry your date didn't go well, just boom, right in front of Whitney. Because he's like, no, it wasn't a date. And then Lex just like, sorry your date didn't go well.
Oh, yeah. Lex was pretty hardcore right there. It was like, yeah, sorry your date didn't.
Just says boom. That sarcastically, like,
white,
boom.
Like Whitney's not even there.
How do you feel about that, fool?
That was pretty dirty.
Okay, Jesse just keeps, like, opening a bottle of M&M's. Just weird. So weird.
Makes that
stop doing that.
It comes after a second.
Hold on, I want to do it once.
No, best thing to do is just squeeze the bottle. Just squeeze it. Oh, wait. Squeeze.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay. But, Whitney. So, how do you feel about Whitney in this episode?
You still don't like him.
You still don't like him? You'll never like him?
I'm never going to like him. I hope he dies.
Wow, that's terrible.
Not really. It's not really. Clark's been waiting.
Clark's been waiting for him to die?
Well, obviously.
No.
There's no proof.
If he was waiting for him to die, he wouldn't have saved him.
He was trying to, like, he must have thought Lana was watching. So it was like, yeah,
he knew no one was watching. It was in the middle of a dirt road.
Well, he has feelings for Whitney, but I don't.
I'm surprised you hate Whitney so much.
He's not even good, bro.
He's not even bad, bro.
Does he even, like,
Has he ever done anything evil outside of the first episode?
Yes.
What has he done?
Be mean to my main man, Clark.
He hasn't been mean to them. He's just been protective from his girlfriend.
But, like, he's always hating on her because she's hanging out with Clark.
He's hating on Clark, not her.
Well, both of them.
No.
Yeah, because remember he got mad because they went on a date?
Yeah.
But even though it was just with Clark?
He got mad because she didn't tell him.
Well, he didn't tell her that he was doing that thing or whatever.
What thing?
That one thing.
What thing? You just making stuff up now.
You know.
You're like, you know the thing. No. No, I don't know, Jesse. Just tell me more about this thing.
That one thing? Where he was at that thing? And he did that thing? And he forgot to tell her about the thing?
Oh, the thing. Yeah. No, I still don't follow you.
Oh, I actually did thought you thought.
No.
For a second.
No.
On one of the episodes, he forgot to tell her something, didn't he?
Nope.
I'm pretty sure.
Nope.
Alright, well, we're going to rewatch episode 1 through 10 just to prove that he did forget to tell her something.
1 through 10? You mean season 1 through 10?
No, episode 1 through 10. What episode are we on? What, 10?
We're on 4.
What's about, like,
this is 4.
What we. Oh.
Yeah.
4.
Yeah, this is 4.
I thought we were on 3.
No. Wait, no, this is 5. This is 5.
Oh, is my it 5? Gosh.
No, 4 was the shapeshifter.
Oh, my main man, Lex, a.k.a. shapeshifter.
A.k.a. shapeshifter. If anyone got kind of weirded out when I put the main villain of the week. Oh, now to the segment of villain
of the week.
Of the week.
Okay, it's like you're looking at me.
I was like putting my... finger, like, just putting it in a circle and stuff. Like, come on, we gotta say
it. Oh, look, did you not even pay attention to Noah? And I was like, oh, boy.
So, like, how do you feel about Sean? Sean hitting on Chloe? Sean getting a football off ice?
Well, honestly,
Sean pulling an Elsa?
Well, honestly, everyone. I wish he would pull an Elsa on Chloe.
Wow.
Yeah, how you like that, Noah, huh? How you like it?
Never say that ever again to me. I swear I'll slap you.
She's honestly not that good of a character, but...
What? No, I didn't slap him. Imagine you just hear Jesse in the background crying.
I go home.
I'm leaving. But,
he was like, hey, we gotta go. Whitney was like, bro, let's go throw some catch down by the lake. Oh, no, football. There's no way you throw football that hard. Definitely special effects. Because Whitney's trash. So,
Whitney's on the football team.
Wears his jacket to prove it.
Wait, he was wearing the Leatherman jacket.
No, he wasn't. No, he was.
No,
but, watch it. Bet. No, he wasn't.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on.
He wasn't wearing it.
He was.
Bet. Pause it real quick.
Okay, hold on. He wasn't.
Yeah, hey, my dad, pay attention.
But but he wasn't wearing the leather jacket, his new jacket.
Or he lost it.
He didn't lose it.
When the shapeshifter chick got it.
I'm not talking about the Letterman jacket.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about the leather jacket. Well, I meant, okay, when we were talking about if he was wearing it, I was talking about the Letterman jacket.
Yeah.
But now I'm talking about I wish he had his leather jacket.
Oh, he didn't have either.
I know. I said I wish he had it.
I told you I was
right. He had some weird farmer jacket.
It wasn't a farmer. It was like some, like, carpet coat.
Carpet coat? Wow.
I should invent that. That's a new thing.
No.
Who doesn't want a carpet coat $3.99?
Pretty much everyone.
I see your carpet
Highly coat. Flammable carpet coat.
But it keeps you warm.
That's terrible.
That's pretty bad.
Leather is way better than that. Wait, what is leather, actually?
Cow.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's cowhide.
I did not know that.
Did you honestly not know that?
I did not know that. I thought leather was like... I didn't even know what leather was.
You just thought it was just a thing?
I just thought it was something else.
No, it's cow.
Wow, I did not know that. You learn something new every day.
Yeah, well, sad that was it. Did you honestly not know that?
I did not know that. I promise you, I didn't.
Dang, no.
I had like two leather jackets that I did not know. I didn't even know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're wearing cow.
I'm wearing cow.
It was cool, though.
Just like when I wear my Spurs.
Yeah, it's still cow.
I'm kidding. I don't wear Spurs. Just go to like a weird Magnificent Seven cosplay or
but
something.
But you know
like
who that. Does? Jonathan Kent. No,
I bet he does.
He probably does, honestly.
Imagine. If anyone wears Spurs, it's Lana.
You think so?
She has a horse.
Yes, she does.
Wouldn't you need like Spurs for a horse?
Oh no, I ride my horse.
I don't.
In shoes.
That sounds terrible.
It definitely is terrible.
Riding a horse is just terrible as it is. Like,
I've never rode a horse before.
Destroys your crotch.
Have you ever rode a horse?
Oh my God, yes. It destroys your crotch and your butt. It destroys everything
That's
below.
Why you bring your own pillow.
No, pillows will make it worse.
Really?
The pillow will be stuffed in a certain place.
Ooh.
It's terrible, dude. It's riding Have you seen Magnificent Seven?
I haven't.
Oh, man.
It's like a 3-hour-long movie, isn't it?
No, of course not. It's like regular 2.5-hour-long movie. But, oh my gosh, Denzel Washington makes riding a horse look like the easiest thing in the world, while, like, you see Chris Pratt in the background just, like, hopping on the horse. Like, Denzel Washington's, like, dun-dun-dun, like, smooth, like, riding a bike. And then...
I've seen Django ride a horse.
And then you just see freaking, You just see Chris Pratt, like, on a pogo stick. Just like, oh, you're going, but...
You have to watch Passenger.
I don't need to watch Passenger.
You have to watch. Just Chris Pratt.
So?
Chris Pratt.
It's more like a... Wait, it's more like a Jennifer Lawrence movie.
Well, it's kind of like both.
Because there's not much of a comedy to it.
It's not, but it's still so good.
Because Chris Pratt is not the comedy relief in that movie.
I mean,
he's the everything else, every other half.
He is.
There's like two people in the movie.
Yeah, it's only two.
Two characters.
Well, there's three. There's that one black guy.
Oh, yeah. But, like, there's, like, two characters in the movie, so they have to be a lot of things.
And he's not there.
Yeah. Magnificent Seven mm-hmm. tells the story very well. Like, he's the wisecracker and all that.
The right.
Actually, do you want to watch Magnificent Seven tonight?
You have it.
It's on Amazon Prime like, for free.
Yeah, if you want to watch it.
Yeah.
Back to the show.
Back to the
Lex,
the
if you're
show.
Watching, come
Michael Rosenbaum.
If you're there.
If you're there, call Tom Welling. We would love Tom Welling on the show.
Michael Rosenbaum.
Michael Rosenbaum, if you know John Glover's phone number, call him. We would love him instead.
I mean, but if you can't sign a deal with him, we'll take you.
Michael Rosenbaum, you're the best out of all of them, but like
besides Lana.
But no. Never say that in front of me ever again. Never compare Lex and Lana ever again. That's like
we just don't like hearing that Lana's better.
That's like comparing the sun to the lamp. A lamp.
Both of them are pretty bright.
It's like comparing the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Rosenbaum to...
No, you mean Lana Lang?
No. It's like comparing the sun, Michael Rosenbaum, to a...
the moon?
Speck of dust.
Did you just refer to Lana Lang as a
speck of dust?
Dust,
yes.
You can't do that.
Okay, sorry. A mold of dust.
What are you doing right now, bro? That's why Chloe's not an important character.
What does Chloe have to do with any
Everything.
Of this?
She's a PC... She's the final piece of the puzzle.
She's the final piece. What?
You heard me.
What?
That's just a stutter? I thought it.
What is this?
It's called Illuminati Confirmed.
You just... I can't even deal with you. So, I think we should lead into our segment called the Fashion Report.
Yeah, we killed it.
Oh, yeah, we killed it. So... Yeah, we gotta get to the regular Whitney jacket kind of thing that
Did
we were just
have.
Talking about. You were right.
I know.
Whatever.
Can I pay attention when he was down by the lake?
Oh, shut up.
I'm like some people.
I just
watched the show
hey,
for 3 years.
No, not 3 years. Like, yeah. More like 14 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It took you 14 years to finish that? Or is this just how long you've been watching over and over again?
Over and over again.
Okay.
But,
I can't designate another 14 years of that.
But, I just thought it was a Letterman jacket because everyone else was wearing a Letterman jacket.
Yeah, you just didn't want to pay attention to Whitney.
I was paying attention to Whitney, but everyone was, like, walking past him with Letterman jackets.
Like you don't like him either, obviously.
I like Whitney, okay?
You would pay attention to him, though.
I still pay attention to Whitney.
Obviously.
If I didn't pay attention to Whitney, I would have been like, wait, Whitney was in that scene? Like, wait, he's the one that threw the football?
Yes.
Just... walks out the room. But let's see.
Medic.
We definitely gotta get to the funniest line I think the funniest line I've heard
was when Lana Lang
No. Lana Lang and funny are like two
peas. He's a serious character,
two peas and like 2 miles away pods.
Made no sense. Okay.
But, when Clark goes, Chloe's like, if a girl wears something new, that's how you know she thinks it's a date. And she's like, and Clark goes, I thought you came over here for fashion advice.
Yeah, I like a girl.
Like, sounds like, sounds feministic about it and all that. Weird.
But he did it so well.
He did it so funny.
He played it so smooth. He was like,
that wasn't smooth. It would have been like, I thought you came over here for fashion advice. Like,
and then throws on some sunglasses. I'm the one.
Yeah. Bennett. No, but he just said it all feminist and stuff. I thought that was funny, but weird at the same time. Just like the rumor has it. Clark Kent has joined the football team. Rumor's true.
Yeah, that was pretty good, too.
That was pretty funny and weird at the same time.
No, I was going to talk about your main girl, Chloe, got kidnapped, kind of, sort of.
No.
By Sean.
No.
She kind of did.
She didn't get kidnapped at all.
Well, she got stuck in the ice. Out of that pool.
Her foot.
Oh, sorry. Also her foot.
Just what? What? Her foot.
But if you spell foot backwards, it equals soul.
It just says tooth.
Tooth. Tooth. Yeah, it definitely says soul.
What?
Said Jeff.
What?
But you know, she did get kind of kidnapped there for a second.
Okay, well.
Whatever, wait, didn't he call her? Did she go over to his house, or what? What happened with that?
They were just at the school.
Oh, they wanted to meet at the school for the drink or something?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, the coffee.
Okay, well, that definitely gets us out of the fashion report.
Oh, I forgot we were still in that.
Yeah. Yeah, we just got way off of that boat, but,
That's pretty bad.
I think we should go into my favorite segment called Jesse, You Thought.
Yeah, dude.
So let's get to something. First of all, villain of the wink, Sean, you thought he was going to die when he was getting in the ice.
I was hoping he would.
You were hoping he would. That's number one. Keep count with us, folks.
Has anyone died yet in this show yet, dude?
Okay.
I can't think of anyone who died.
You can't, really. No one.
No one important.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Wait. What was you? Who died?
Sean's ex-girlfriend, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the first one?
I think that is. I think that's the first, our first kill. Well, Lana's parents. But, like.
That don't count.
I guess it doesn't count.
Clark killed them.
I guess flashbacks don't count.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, back to who I thought was going to die here in this episode. Definitely Sean.
Sorry, we're doing this at like 11:40, and I mean, that might not sound like really long for you, but I'm like super tired.
Same. You know it's like 7 o'clock at London right now?
In London?
In? Same thing.
No.
No.
Anyway, but
definitely Chloe. Towards the end, when
yeah, you thought Chloe was gonna die. That's a number two. You thought that Lana and Whitney were gonna die when they crashed their truck.
Oh, yeah, I kind of did.
You're
yeah.
like, no,
more or less Whitney.
More or less Whitney because you hate Whitney.
Yeah,
for
honestly,
no reason.
Honestly, he's my worst character. All right, Chloe's all right.
It's
honestly.
I told you. I knew you didn't have much problem.
But I hate Whitney, dude, so much.
It's so funny. Like, you love Lana so much. You're like, oh, Lana. And then you're like, I freaking hate Whitney. Just
he's so bad.
All hate on Whitney.
Whitney's bad, dude. I can't believe you like him.
Whitney's not bad. He's not my favorite character, but he's not my least favorite character.
Who's your least favorite? Main character.
In the season?
No, just... Yeah.
In the show? Or... Okay, in this season... I can't say in the show because, yeah. You know... this season... My least favorite character in this season...
Besides Lana.
Would have to be... That one librarian... In
I said main character. I said main character.
Oh, main character.
Not Lana, though. Because everyone already knows you hate Lana. Like, Whitney could be my favorite, because...
Lana when she... When
no,
she's
no,
a little
Lana.
Girl.
No, Lana.
No, Lana when she's a little girl is cute, though. But, like, little princess pageant cute kind of thing. Well, Whitney, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much options. Everyone else is great except Lana.
Whitney and Whitney are my least two favorite.
Lana, and that's it.
Alright, so if I was excluding Whitney, then it'd probably be Chloe or Pete, one of the two. But I don't hate them. They're just eh. Right now, they're eh.
Man, I love Pete so much. Like, I love what he becomes.
Does he become pretty good character?
Yes. I love what he becomes.
Good. So that pretty much is the segment, Jesse.
No, you're not supposed to say it. You're not able to say it.
Go ahead.
We didn't mention Clark's mom.
Yeah, and Lex and her.
He didn't think Lex was gonna die.
Well, I mean, when they were all through the house,
yeah, but you died. Yeah, but you weren't thinking, oh no.
Yeah, true, true.
You thought his mom was gonna die though. Yeah. It's like, Clark, that's your mom? Yeah. She's hot. Yeah. I thought that was funny.
That's pretty bad. But funny bad.
Like, who would ever thought of a guy, a cold guy, like a freezer guy, it would make a hot
freezer pun. Man, that's what his name is. I'm going to name him that Freezer Man.
I'm just calling him Frozone. I mean, he may not be Samuel L. Jackson, but he's still got the powers.
Still does.
Yeah, he does. Hey! No. Oh, I really want to play the clip.
Hey, Helen. Hey. Jack. Nice of you to drop by. Never heard that one before.
That's so bad.
I love that so much.
That's so bad.
This is the Smallville podcast, but, I mean, we like to play a little bit of Incredibles.
You know, we got the SNL in there.
I was plugging in the phone. I was plugging in our device that plays clips. That's totally not a phone.
Yeah, we have this sweet studio.
We have that studio that's totally not
bedroom.
Bedroom. Totally not just a room filled with mics.
Did you just hear your mom yell, "Cut off your TV"?
Mom, shut up! And like, just in a basement, and yeah. We're just like big, fat, weird. We're like Seth Rogen's, except fatter
and not famous.
And well, I mean, I know we got like 12 views, so just we're pretty famous.
Pretty famous on that podcast
world. Pretty famous on that podcast world.
Zero subscribers.
Yeah,
we gotta start doing those YouTube things.
Those
like and subscribe.
We don't use those YouTube comment people. You could like and subscribe, but I mean, you could just listen and subscribe and ask Michael Rosenbaum to come on the show.
Michael Rosenbaum, if you're listening,
Don't hesitate to come on the show, because obviously you want to come on a Smallville podcast, because
it's not like you weren't there.
Oh, actually, I heard that he was approached by CW to be asked to play Lex Luthor in the Supergirl show.
Really? No.
He said no.
Really?
Yeah, because he didn't want to be like a side character. He wanted to be a main character, like a main person that's in the show. So.
Oh, yeah, I still do it, dude.
And then freaking Tom Welling is he's been asked to do stuff, but like he said no like before,
mm-hmm.
because he had like prior stuff with Lucifer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he literally said that a crossover with Smallville and Flash, he has some thoughts about that, and he'd be willing to be on the Flash for that.
Really?
Yes. And I was like, I'm all for that. Like if the Flash, I saw this one fan made clip where instead of going to Earth 38, like
with the
where,
Nazis?
No, that's not Earth. Earth 38 is where Supergirl lives.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of going to Earth 38, the Flash goes to the Kent Farm.
Dude, that'd be so cool.
I love it so much.
And then, like, it goes back, like, somehow it puts the old clip in as a setting, like, from the show.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Man, I love the show so much. You're gonna love it. You're already hooked.
Uh-huh.
But you're gonna, like,
Get reeled in,
and then you're gonna be bait for a bigger hook that's really? Gonna still be you.
Am I gonna like cry a lot? Like not really cry, but like be upset.
I don't know.
Really?
I can't tell you anything.
Don't tell me anything. But like, is there gonna be parts where I'm like, I know he or she just did not just do that, or
probably,
definitely. This is.
Oh yes, most definitely.
Oh. Dang it.
Oh yes, most definitely. Like everyone dies. Doomsday becomes the leader of the Nazi death cult, and Willy Wonka becomes black, and then like Magneto rules the world because of Quicksilver making a pie. That legit, that happens, guys. Like, all of the things that I just named happens. Like, Jesse, I promise. All the things that I... Oh, and then Spider-Man rides Sonic the Hedgehog's head into the moon. That's actually the season finale of next year.
That's never gonna happen.
It happened. I promise. That's how the show. That's how all the shows go. I promise you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the segment where favorite scene.
It's called Our Favorites.
Our favorite.
So 3, 2, 1. Our favorites. So I go this time. My favorite scenes. Sadly, I can't name lines. Sadly, there's no segment called Our Favorite Lines. We're not gonna make that because that'd just be stupid.
You already know what I was about to say.
But I would have to say. When Sean, when Sean turns the ice, when Chloe's like swimming through the pool, and then Sean like takes the heat from the ice, the pool, and then she like jumps out, and she gets her foot caught. It's like super cool. I thought that was a really cool scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that fight with him and Clark, like at the end.
Mm-hmm.
When he's like, when he touches Clark, like there's light.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was cool. That was weird.
That's super weird, but also cool at the same time.
That's so much heat off of him.
Yeah, I really like that. And like, that was so cool when he punched him. Superman, get it? No pun intended. Punched him, into the lake, and then the lake froze.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I thought that was really cool.
Would it always stay frozen that way?
That'd be, I'm gonna tell you this, they never mention him ever again, but that would have been a very good plot device if they're like, oh, Sean's at a lake now. Really? Wow, really?
Like, how do you know? Because it's unthawed.
Huh?
It's in the, like, why do you say that? And it's like, because the lake's unthawed for like 30 years.
Yeah, oh man, that would be such a good idea. But, nope.
Alright.
Goodbye, Sean.
My favorite scenes are definitely when Whitney and Lana crash. Because I thought Whitney was going to die. Hope he did. But it didn't happen.
That's terrible.
It didn't happen. And
wouldn't that be your least favorite scene then?
If Lana didn't die,
just for the hope of it, you love it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's terrible.
And then the part where Frozen guy takes Frozen Man.
Frozo.
Yeah, Frozo.
Frozone.
Goes to Lex's house and turns off the power, and like his mom's all up. They're like fighting him like a boss. They're like a boss.
What?
Will they fight?
Oh, like how I said it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so confused for a second. I was like, what? What?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like that, too.
That's pretty good.
So, this is where we rate this episode, out of things that we randomly saw in this episode.
Our scenes were pretty cool. That's pretty bad.
I liked it.
I didn't like it.
I thought it was pretty chilly.
Don't do that. Don't make a pun after a pun.
Okay, jeez.
That was puntastic.
Chill out.
That's pretty.
You don't have to give me the cold shoulder again.
Again? Are you chill, bro?
Do you even pun, bro?
No.
Do you even pun, bro?
Dude, I pun all day, every day.
But, okay, not our favorite, just the episode, when you're tired and you can't speak of sentences.
Do you even sentence, bro?
Taco Cat. Anyway.
Taco Cat.
Anyway, I would rate this episode 3 out of 10.
What?
3 out of 10. 3 out of 10 iced footballs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good. That's pretty good. I get iced footballs.
I'll rate it 6 out of 10 victims killed by Sean.
6 out of 10 kissed iced victims.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Or 6 three. Out of 10 numbers.
Oh, actually, no, not three. I'll... 4.
Really?
No. 3.5. I'll rate this 3.5 ice puns.
Why?
Why ice puns or why 3.5?
Why 3.5? Why did you change it?
Okay, this episode doesn't really... I don't really feel it. I mean, I like it.
Mm.
I mean, I love all episodes. There's no episodes I
will...
There's no episodes I will not like.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain episodes that like are just too slow for me. I like the villain of the week. I like that. But I mean, the other stories, they're just meh to me.
Yeah.
So I rate this. This is probably going to be my lowest rated episode.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Every season.
Most likely.
Says that rates won't...
Well, except that part when Clark's mom dies.
I'm gonna kill you.
I'm kidding.
Next episode we watch Mom's just Clark.
Dies.
just dies.
But, like,
the Flash comes in, kills her.
But, no, I'm just... I guess this is most likely gonna be my lowest rated episode, but it's not the worst episode. Definitely not the best. It's not the best.
I think it's the best.
It's definitely not the best. It's one of the worst episodes.
Dang,
actually, you know what? Yeah, it's one of the worst episodes.
Really down there?
But, I love all the episodes, but this is one of the worst.
Gotcha.
So, that's my review of it. How about you?
I already said mine.
No, I mean, like, in deeper, like, any other thoughts?
Oh, no, it wasn't the best. I mean... The first episode was really, like, really good. The hook
from
the first episode grabbed you so hard, bro.
Yeah.
I mean...
I like how it starts out with the baby and all that. But, like...
Like every other Superman?
Yeah. Baby Clark. Well, not baby Clark. Just, like, weird...
Three-year-old
Clark. Toddler, three-year-old...
Dude just came out of space.
Squatting Clark.
Yeah, pretty good.
I should have rated the episode, like, I don't know, like, 10 out of 10 Squatting Clarks.
That's so bad.
I should have rated the first episode like that. But yeah, I just think that's... I feel like that's how this episode is for me. I mean...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, all the people that love this episode. I'm pretty sure no one loves this episode.
I love it.
This has been the Smallville M House. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
We're out.